On this episode of Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I are talking about Metropolitan, Low Res, and we drink a couple beers from Pilot Project, and then ready for Seltzer Fest. So let's get into this episode.
Here we are, hitting up events, drinking our way through Chicago beer, and trying not to miss a thing.
Yeah, because, you know, got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
You know, all you have to do is add some fruit, stir it up, and ride that milkshake wave.
Whenever I see him, I gotta take a photo with the most decorated brewer in Chicago, Jonathan Cutler.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. Every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw.
Sometimes you want a small beer, but really, you want a big beer.
You gotta take in all those big, aromatic hops.
Hey, what are you doing this weekend? Waiting in line for a bottle release?
Should have never been a fad. The black IPA is delicious.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
And we're coming off our 420 run the bubbles.
We had the, pink lemonade, gluten-free, cruelty-free.
Planet-free. for the planet.
Salamoth City Water collaboration with Run the Jewels.
Right. We did not drink that on the podcast, so if you're wondering, you know, where that was, we did that on a little live stream on Instagram.
Yeah, that's fun. I think Brad mentioned, let's take advantage of everything that the stream offers. Mm-hmm. This is the channel offers, so we're doing all the IG things. All
right, so if you're looking for more beer stuff, we did our Run the Jewels review and hype up kind of there. We talked about going out to Salamoth for this. Then 420 happened. It was cold.
As it is in spring around
and
here.
And it didn't seem like Salamoth / City Water was doing anything like exciting.
Now, I've never been to Oath Day, right?
Yeah.
But I've been to Salamoth.
Yeah.
And they take advantage of two towns. The cider's out that way, right?
Yeah.
And then they take advantage of like all this space. And over the summer, I saw they did like a mock forest.
Yeah.
Right?
And now they have like their little igloo things that I think are turning into little like camp things now.
So they're obviously into events on some level.
Right.
Gatherings, if you will.
Right, gatherings.
I mean, so you got RTJ, the best tag team ever, doing a collab with you. You're the only American collab for this Ooh La La thing, as far as I can tell. I mean, I thought you could have blown that out the water and had a socially responsible fucking bash.
Right, and you wanted merch.
Oh, dude.
Because you're rocking your sweatshirt now.
I mean, give me the pink lemonade. The RTJ4, it has a pink lemonade tint to it anyway. The vinyl and the cover.
Right. So some fun glasses. Like, you could have been like, these are seltzer glasses. And, I don't know, some weird glasses.
I'm just a little, yeah. So, that leaves a little bit to be desired. Remember the, well, it happened to be Lollapalooza weekend when they did their Stay Gold release with Pipeworks.
Yeah.
And they had it at Pitchfork. I'm sorry, they had it at Lollapalooza, but they had the beer release at Emporium.
Right, the Emporium Annex thing, right, that's now.
Emporium number two, not the one in Wicker.
Right, but it was in that, like, room next door that is now the weed shop.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Oh, wow. Yeah, I didn't think about that, but I think you're right.
Is that Mocha?
I think it is Mocha.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, but, you know, RTJ showed up. The beer was on draft. You know, there was all kind of swag. There was cocktails. All sorts of shit.
You can make some killer cocktails with the City Water Seltzer.
So that whole piece is a little odd to me. Mm-hmm. Like, I kind of would rather have seen that a little bit. Right. Yeah.
But that seltzer is the bomb.
I haven't heard that in a while. It's thebomb.com, Brad Chmielewski.
It's really good. Like, I'm going to pick up more of that, and I feel like it could be a summer jam.
Yeah. Brad gave me one, so I put it in my little cubby hole right next to the other stuff I don't open from RTJ. But, yeah, I wouldn't mind having more. I thought about it. I'm like, I don't need 16 ounces of seltzer. But the can's so cool that it makes sense that it's in a 16-ounce format.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're coming off of that. That was pretty awesome. But now we're drinking I'm drinking two beers. Or, well, we always have multiple beers on the show, but we have two different kinds of beers from the same brewing facility.
Yes.
But the way that so pilot project is, it was one of our last on-site interviews we did.
Yeah, man. Cheers to Sean Curry, who helped facilitate that and actually helped co-host it.
Totally. we talked to them and about what they're doing, and both of these breweries are now brewing out of there. Brewer's Kitchen and Historic, or, right? Histonic Brew Labs.
Histrionic. We fucking suck with syllables on this show, Brad.
You're supposed to back me up. I am terrible at it.
Histrionic?
We're gonna Histrionic.
Go. Histrionic.
That's Histrionic.
Yeah, Histrionic is coming with the After Effects Pale Ale. All
right, so I'm drinking that one right now, and it's feeling very malty and robust. And it could be because I'm drinking it out of this like Bock glass, so I'm like channeling that.
We should start describing everything like they do at Metro. They had a Dortmunder on that said spicy,
bright,
and rock and roll. we should start describing shit like that on the show.
This one is. Malty, sweet, and easy listening.
I got the Brewer's Kitchen, Mañana de Mallorca. It's an IPA with Spanish tea.
I had this one because I got two cans. I had out of four packs of each. That beer is awesome.
It is.
Like, After Effects one is pretty good, but that one is.
Yeah, man. This is a little bit of berry. You know, a little herbal, a little sex.
A little sex. Latin spice.
A little Latin spice. I'm trying to stick with the whole three word dot after each word descriptor theme nice. We're going with here.
Okay. But yeah, pilot project, really amazing space. I have not been back since we did that interview.
Same.
But I've been seeing a lot of the breweries pop up doing new stuff, new breweries coming out. The Kombucha Crew, why am I blanking on their name? Luna Bay.
Mm-hmm.
They've now, like, I don't know if they left Pilot Project, but they are all over the place now. So it's really cool to see everyone kind of come out of there and be like, oh, yeah, I had some of your beer at one point, and now you're doing bigger things. That's cool.
Yeah, Pilot Project is literally, a crew that helps people, get their brands off the ground, right? They offer a space. It's a rotating draft list. It's always going to change. And I think when we talk to them, they mentioned that there's a limit to how long folks can stay there.
Right.
Like, they don't want. You either got to
put up or get out kind of thing.
Right? I mean, yeah, like after a while, it's like, okay, you're done. Spread your wings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, fly. You're a peacock. Go fly.
I think it's fun to both of these breweries. I feel like the Brewer's Kitchen, I've seen some of the other beers around. Mm-hmm. I've never seen the Histrionic stuff before.
I haven't heard of it until you mentioned it just now.
And the Brewer's Kitchen design fits this, like, I don't know, it stands out in all the beer cans that are maybe a little like busy, I'll say, like there's just like clean and delightful.
At one point it was really just Pipeworks and maybe sometimes Half Acre that had these really busy cans. Then Hot Butcher hit the scene, and then I think after a while everyone's kind of taken that approach where uniformity of releases doesn't matter as much.
Yeah.
Unless you're like Rev, even Goose. They just commission artists to come out and just do these one-off cans for everyone's doing.
That's true, yeah.
Everyone's doing this one-off stuff now, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot going on the artwork.
Yeah, on the After Effects, or just a lot of beer cans in general, so. But yeah, we're going to sip on these as we dive into the episode. And yeah, we're feeling a little spicy. We did some pre-gaming over at Metropolitan, right down the street from the studio.
Well, I feel like we haven't done that in a while.
I know, we're usually just like, get in, we got beers to drink, we got podcasts to record, but yeah, sat out on the patio, both of our first time.
That was my first time on the patio. Perfect 60-degree day, there's kayakers kayaking, you know, they
I hope they would.
There were werewolves out there, werewolf statues, not real werewolves.
Yeah, that was kind of creepy. There's a lot of them. Like, what happens? Like, what's crawling up on your docks that you need so many, like, fake dog statues?
Oh, is that what, that's what it is? It's like to scare things away. It's kind of like the scarecrow almost.
Right. Are they like sewer rats coming up onto the docks? Are they like for the birds? Like, what's coming up on there?
So Metro's gorgeous, sprawling space sits right on the banks of the Chicago, the North Branch of the Chicago River. And yeah, there's a boat dock there. Mm-hmm. And yeah, what else? Oh, they got a name for this place. I think it's called, I just saw
Rockwell Waters or Rockwell Space, because they... they're also home to Metropolis Coffee and now a distillery that is moving in.
Yeah.
In the same space. In the
Judson and Moore American Whiskey is moving in. Rockwell on the River.
Rockwell
on the River. What they're calling the joint now. It's cool. It's got very much open glass and steel, kind of rustic vibe.
Yeah, I think if they could add a couple restaurants in there.
Yeah, you're ready to go.
That would be great. Because right now, you got a lot to drink. You got coffee, you got whiskey, you got beer.
I'd say a leather shop too, somewhere I can get like boots and a jacket, maybe. Wallet. You know, nice leather, you know, nice leather wallet. You know, I think something like that should go in there too.
Sure. All right. I don't know. Not bad. that patio is great. And I know you had went there with Josh Riley.
Yeah.
Did you guys sit inside?
Yeah, the patio wasn't open for some reason.
Okay, because the rules now are basically have your mask up when we show up. Other than that, don't worry about it.
You know, indoors, you have to have your mask on at all times unless you're having a sip, which is why I wasn't super stoked. It was nice to see Riley. It was nice to learn about the Sepp beer and meet the granddaughter. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, you know, I can only go so long in this fucking mask, you know. And nothing against Metro. They're doing what they got to do.
Right.
It was just my, you know, that I had a self-discovery moment about me hanging out at fucking bars in a mask. So, yeah. So, but yeah, it was different rules outside.
Right. So that was nice. It was pretty, I don't know, pretty tame. I don't mind putting the mask up when they show up. And
yeah,
they,
I think that's
if
fair.
You didn't or, like, didn't see them coming, they stand like I don't know about 10 feet away from you, like, yo, you need anything, and kind of shout like, no, all right.
Yeah, Brad and I both went with the Jetstream because it was just tapped.
Yeah, on April 22nd here. Yeah.
Yeah, fantastic wheat ale. Yeah, I got a nice little spot in the corner. It was pretty great. No coffee beer, but that's okay.
Woke as Hellas is coming on, but it's not there yet. So I was hoping for that, but.
When we recorded the show with Tracy, Doug, and the Lost Boys, I think I left with a six-pack of Dynamo, their copper lager. I told Tracy, I'm going to get tacos. What should I get? I usually just get the most high-octane thing. She's like, get the copper lager. Mm-hmm. It's going to, you know, she couldn't have been more right. So it was an excellent night.
Nice.
Yeah. We ran into the Chicago Beer Society, and we were there just now.
Right. This is, like, the weirdest thing.
Yeah.
One, we really haven't gone to a lot of places. It's like we're just kind of starting to venture out. But now actually running into people at places is like extra weird, right? Like, can I talk to you? Like, what happens here? Are we allowed to talk? Because Chicago Beer Society guys were there.
Yeah, and I think Chris Wiegand, I think is his last name. He was saying how Metro might not be canning or just producing at all their Schwartz beer. Schwartz. Hmm. Which was it Megatron? Magnetron?
Yeah, their dark lager.
Yeah, they might not be making that anymore.
And it wasn't, he didn't really have any details. He just kind of heard this from someone. But I just don't think it sold. Like, no one gave a shit.
That's the problem. Yeah. It's kind of like when I was at Goose and I asked about Nut Brown Ale. Only because, you know, you put Nut Brown in BCS and you can cruise with it. But their response was, hey, as much as we like it, nobody fucking buys Nut Brown. So, you know, it might come out as kind of like a, you know, once a year thing, you know?
Yeah, I feel like we're at a really weird crossroads in beer where you got to do fun stuff and new stuff with hazies or whatever, but then you have this other group of people that are like, I want a beer like Jetstream where I don't have to think about it, and it's good, or I want a beer like, I just saw Half Acre did a Kolsch.
Evening Kolsch?
No, not an evening Kolsch, like a daytime Kolsch. And it's like, there's like another group of people that are like, I just want a beer? Like, can I get that? Like, we're all like either burnt out on everything, yeah, and like, just give me can we go back to the basics here?
Give me a beer-flavored beer.
So we're at like a weird crossroads of those two things of like, we want fun stuff. We do want fun stuff. We want to have, you know, the curvature here.
Yeah, cuvée de gras.
But also I just want to have this and like talk to someone and not think about what I'm drinking.
I agree.
Like that, and that's, I think, going to be important here in the next year. Just like, I just want to drink this and like, I don't care what it is, but I want it to be good, and I just want to drink.
Yeah, beer is just set the scene, yeah, set the occasion. Like, I don't think there's any music today, right? But that patio was pretty full for socially distanced full.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, pairs of folks hanging out, mm-hmm, just sitting in the sun, man, just fucking having a beer and having conversation.
Yeah.
Beers that allow for that.
Right.
You ain't got to, yeah, like you said, you ain't got to think about shit. You just throw them back.
But yeah, it was cool running into somebody and chatting to someone. You're like, oh, I don't really, like, I've never really talked to them, but it's like, I don't know, new people to talk to. This is weird.
Yeah, there was something else I was going to say about Metro. Now it escapes me, but yeah. Coffee beers. Oh, yeah, like, Gossamer was like that for Half Acre. Like, I just kind of sometimes wish for Gossamer.
Wish for Gossamer.
But Gossamer don't sell, so they're probably like, listen, take this tuna, okay?
Yeah, tuna's great.
Take this Bodem and keep on pushing. Yeah.
Yeah, the Gossamer. I wonder if we had a Gossamer now, would we be like, yeah.
Would we care as much? Yeah. Yeah. If what he's saying is true about the
Schwarzbier,
then, I mean, it kind of makes sense, right? It's a dark, heavy beer. Oh, and a side note, we were saying evening Kolsch, because I think Brad and I went bar hopping, and one of the stops was Half Acre, and they had an evening Kolsch, so of course you get the evening Kolsch.
Well, it said Kolsch.
Right.
But then it also said evening, and I was like, well, that's... There's no such thing as an evening Kolsch. So,
and then you get it, and it's like this 4% dark-ass beer. Yeah. I'm just like, man, that is not a proper transition right there.
Bro. Well, it's like I think it would be the equivalent of if you like IPAs and you didn't see that it said black IPA, and you're like, what the fuck is this?
Oh, yeah. Like, you didn't register that it could be a totally different thing.
Yeah, you're like, oh, this is going to be like a dark color IPA, and you're like, this is different. This is not.
It don't just look darker. It actually has a whole different taste.
Yeah.
Yeah. So even Kolsch was like that, which was kind of funny.
Man. But on the Metro thing, we're drinking all these the Sepp glasses, which always nice little glasses. But then you went to Low Res, which they are graduates or worked at, or.
Oh yeah, that's right. You know,
worked at Metro.
Slid into Low Res. And just thinking out loud, I know nothing about Roles. I know nothing about Low Res. Last time I had a Low Res, we were on the beach at that, Friday Night Flights on the beach at 31st Street. So they had all the Southside breweries there, and Low Res was there. They had a really cool sour beer, kettle sour with some fruit in it. It was great.
That was a good little fest. Oh, I biked down there.
Oh, yeah, you're insane. But he biked from Wicker Park to basically Bronzeville.
A good bike ride on the beach, just hanging out.
That was like a end of summer jam. That was probably one of the cooler things.
Then
you drove up
to Milwaukee after that.
We went up to Great Taste. Okay, yeah.
But
that's the last time I had Low Res.
And we were drinking their fruited sours.
Yes. So you know, my very first trip ever to Low Res, you know, 4 years ago or whatever, I had the Wee Heavy. I had the Scotch Ale. So I'm at Low Res, first time in 4 years, or whenever they open. I'm like, yo, I'm going to get the Wee Heavy because, you know, A, who the hell's making a Wee Heavy? And then, you know, B, that's what I'm getting. I'm at Low Res.
Yeah.
So they got the oak-aged Wee Heavy with the chili peppers in it.
Mm.
So I get that. Comes in a can. Cool can.
Yeah, it did look nice.
But yeah, that was the only beer I got. My plan was to do the Low Res Alulu stomp because they're like, you could pretty much walk to them in Pilsen.
Yeah.
But I only made it to the Low Res part. Yeah. So I think there was the Mesa Fault is the name of this wee heavy. Okay. Mesa Fault, and then they had a stout, a barrel aged stout. Barrel aged stout was a little bit better, a little roasty, a little boozy. It was good.
Nice. The Lower Space is, it's kind of interesting. It's last time I was there, it's very big. They have like sort of an outdoor, almost like a deck.
Yeah, it's thing. It's a deck with like they got heated lamps.
Yeah, well, they didn't have them at that time when I was there. But then the inside is like, if I had a big inside space, I would just put some couches. It's like a old coffee shop kind of thing.
Very no frills, kind of bare bones, wood and glass.
Yeah, it reminds me of Empirical. We were talking about that with a buddy last week. And it's like, if you had a space, this is how you would design it. Because not that it's bad, it's just like, that's what you'd like to do. You just want to hang out. And that's what Low Res kind of feels like.
It's kind of a very minimalist kind of beer hall. Yeah, a couple art things, a couple kegs. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just kind of straightforward. Oh, but yeah, those guys, we didn't know anything about them. They're two guys that used to be in IT, and they both went to Siebel. Mm-hmm. Then one of the guys worked at Fire Rabbit at Metro, and then the other guy worked at Metro. So they were both went to Siebel, and they both worked at Metro.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, the low-res guys. Because on the surface, like, I've seen one of the guys before. But honestly, I know nothing about low-res as a crew.
Right.
So, you know, I found that. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. They both worked at Metro. And they both went to Siebel. People forget that, you know, Chicago's like Siebel's one of the most well-respected brewing institutions, brewing education institutions.
Right. We have Siebel and we have Cicerone.
Yeah. Like, Chicago doesn't just have a bunch of breweries. Like, it's kind of a hub for learning about beer, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and Low Res is an example of that. Mm-hmm. So,
I think that's maybe why a lot of the beer in Chicago is above average. It's just like you kind of have to be if you're making like subpar beer. People know, and they just don't go back to it.
Yeah.
So, and they're like, all right, why should I drink that? It's new, but it's not that great. Like, look at these two we're drinking right now. These are new places. Pilot Project is making sure that they are up to snuff, and they're good beer. They're not like great, but they are good. They're I'm not going to drink that.
Right. You can have some beers from a new crew, and you have homebrew friends, and you're like, well, this is not too much separate from the homebrews I've had from people that I know.
Yeah.
And then like, now you're a little frustrated. Because it's like, oh, well, this is a professional beer, so I shouldn't be giving me thoughts of a homebrew. Shouldn't be, yeah.
But Low Res, like, it's a neat little spot. I don't, like, I see their beer sometimes when I'm at, like, Binny's. I'm sure Beer Temple has them and other spots. I just don't often pick them up for some reason. I don't know, but.
It's, you know, well, Moody Tongue used to be there.
And I think in that space?
Right, no, they used to be in Pilsen.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, they used to be in the neighborhood that Low Res is.
Oh, yeah. I think I have way back in the beginning of Beer Pass, I was like, I couldn't figure out how to get into Moody Tongue.
Moody Tongue?
I was like, there's no sign on the door. It's we didn't know how to get in.
A little too hipster.
We were walking around the building, and then finally we figured it out.
There's barely any signage, you know.
Yeah.
The door is like in a little walkway.
It was bad.
Yeah. I do like Pilsen. I remember Lacuna Art Center is in Pilsen. Lacuna Lofts, actually. So it's basically a condo association.
Two Fobabs.
That has fucking, like, throw parties. Beer Hoptacular's been there.
Beer Hoptacular was there?
Beer Hoptacular was at the Lacuna Art Center. I actually saw...
Oh, it was, yeah.
I saw RTJ at Lacuna Art Center for some magazine. It was a Goose-sponsored event. And this was RTJ's first album. And somebody else was there to open. But then, yeah, like in the middle of the week, what's the name of that magazine? I forget.
Was that the Hoptacular that had Derby? Like
yep.
Pinewood Derbies?
Yeah. It was the...
That was the weirdest.
I show up to this joint and I'm like, we are in someone's field house for their condos. There's like high-rise condos And they have an event center at the condo joint.
Right, but it was like three separate ones. And I think we did a hopcast from it. Very drunk at some point throughout that, but it was very confusing.
It was the golden era of just being hammered all winter, all and fall, all winter.
18th Street was there as like a crew that you're like, just starting out. Those scrappy guys.
Oh, look at you boys. You boys are from Gary, Indiana, huh?
All right, I'll try your stuff, but I don't trust Gary, Indiana. So.
Like, there would be no other reason to go to Gary, Indiana.
There's still not.
When last time you been to Gary, Indiana? Mm-hmm. I took a side note. I took the train that starts at Millennium Station down to Gary once. And then I had to, you know.
That sounds like a dangerous trip.
From the train, you got to walk a couple blocks that are a little weird. But then when you get to the strip that 18th Street's on, it kind of feels like Logan. Just this little four-block area. But I'm like, man, I ain't never got to do this shit again. It took me forever to get here. But Lacuna Arts Center.
That's a neat little spot.
It's cool, man.
Pilsen's a cool scene. Bridgeport. It's neat. Like, I don't know. It's neat. It's like its own thing. I don't know how to, it's just its own thing.
Yeah, the guys are in there, they're blasting some sort of like Spanish rock and roll. Yeah. You know, they got the long hair. They're serving these weird beers. Like who puts chili peppers in an oak aged scotch ale, basically?
Madman. Madman.
So yeah, I'm excited about the romp that you could make. Yeah. So Lulu's right there. Low Res is right there.
Mars isn't far.
I actually went to
Maria's.
Yeah, Maria's and Mars and Pizza. Let me see the name of the restaurant next to Maria's now. Make sure I got it right. Is it Pizza Fried Chicken Ice Cream is the name of the restaurant. It used to be Royal Pies. You remember Royal Pies?
Yeah, Royal Pies is good.
Yeah, Royal Pies was the only thing over there. So Maria's bought that place, and now they're slinging those things.
Do they serve those three things?
They serve those three things.
And then there's Kimski.
Kimski is next door. So Maria's has three stores in a row now. Damn. Kimski and this other joint in the middle.
Monopoly right there.
Yeah, and then they own Co-Prosperity Sphere, which is like straight ahead, just a couple...
And then Bridgeport Coffee is right across the street, which, yeah, solid coffee place. Yeah.
So between Pilsen and Bridgeport, it's a whole nother world. Like, if you're north of downtown and you're looking for some cool shit to do that's not remotely near where you are, but still in the same city as you, and still, like, just as cool as the shit you probably do, I mean, that Pilsen and Bridgeport romp it should be on your radar.
We did a taco crawl in Pilsen one time. That was the most full and drunk we've ever been because we just ate tacos and drank margaritas and went to like three or four places. And it's like, what are we doing? It is like
we're getting more tacos and more margaritas.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. Yeah.
Might take a round off and drink a Modelo.
Yeah, let's try this one. All right. Yeah. Get some little popsicles from somebody.
For me, that's summertime for me. Yeah, it's hitting up little neighborhoods like that. So, Low Res was a reminder of how cool some of these Chicago neighborhoods are.
Yeah.
So.
Nice. Cool. I don't know. I feel like a couple good spots easing into the summer here, into the nice weather. We're going to have like a nice 75 day coming up here. So,
I can already see myself just blowing everything off, man, and just
beach weather,
drinking all day. Yeah, nice. I can see it.
Cool. We do have an event. We got a seltzer event.
You know, Brad.
Speaking of, like, we're talking about Run the Jewels and City Water. There is a seltzer. The events are happening.
Man, you can catch Brad and myself.
Oh shit!
if you're free on June 5th, man. Seltzerland is back. It's the second annual event for Seltzerland. So this is Cannonball Productions. So Seltzerland is going to be Saturday, June 26th at a golf course on the lake just north of Belmont.
Okay.
Now, this golf course is named after somebody, Sidney Merovitz. Okay. It's a golf course off Lakeshore Drive. On June 26th, man. So this is a socially distant hard seltzer celebration outdoors, man. Tickets are on sale now. So this is a very small list, because I actually, when I was telling Brad about this, I actually thought it was the one in Milwaukee.
But all
this,
fizzed up.
All fizzed up. So this is not that. This is Seltzerland.
Okay.
So Seltzerland's got a smaller, tighter list. So it looks like just six players on the Seltzer.
All right, who do we got?
All right. Coors Seltzer.
Damn it. Okay.
Basic Seltzer.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Playa Mar. That's the Jose Cuervo Seltzer.
Hmm. Oh, are we going to get – do you think they'll have Cactus Jack?
From, oh, man.
What's his
– Oh, from your boy, Travis Scott?
Yeah. Is that them? I feel like that's them.
No. I know what you're talking about. And it is a Alco Pop, but it's like – you're thinking of – is it – it might be –
it might be AB.
Kamean.
Oh, it's AB. Yeah. AB has it, yeah.
Okay. White Claw, Mike's Hard, Lemonade Seltzer. Oh. And something called Vizzy. I don't know what that is.
It's a weak seltzers. Might have to bring her on.
We're bringing our own seltzers to this party if this lineup doesn't grow by June 26th. Like
Beth.
Yeah, and they're hitting you with all the
feels free. Like a corporate event.
One-of-a-kind event. Conceptualized.
Our first event we go to after pandemic times is a seltzer, a corporate seltzer event.
Yeah.
Mm, that's, we're sellouts.
We're corporate sellout whores, Brad. That's what we are.
Never get paid. I don't think we can sell out if we don't get paid.
That's us, man. We sold out and we didn't even get paid.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's a...
If we make Beer Pass t-shirts, it'd be the Beer Pass logo on front and on the back it says we sold out and we did get paid.
Cool. I saw another event at Noon Whistle, but that's in like September, so I'm sure we'll... Oh, it was like a Zane Lamprey from Three Sheets.
Didn't he have a show?
Yeah, Three Sheets.
That was a call.
And he's doing stand up at Noon Whistle, but that's like in September, so maybe we'll talk about it more as we get closer to there.
I've watched a few Zane Lamprey episodes.
He's a fun guy. I met him. We did an interview with him on Hopcast too.
No kidding.
Yeah.
He's got Plepius. He's got a whole little crew.
Yeah. He's got a...
He sold a lot of merch.
Interesting character.
Yeah.
Look at this. We got events coming back. The whole point of Chicago Beer Pass was to talk about events and what's happening in Chicago.
Yeah.
We're back.
And to further prove we're back, we're going to be on location coming up here in just a few days, Brad.
Our episode timeline is a little weird because they almost come out like a week after we record them. So, but yeah, this episode will come out, and then we have an episode coming out with Ravinia.
Yeah, man.
New, not Ravinia in the suburbs. That's not how we roll. Chicago.
Yeah, man. Logan Square, Ravinia, Logan Square. We're going to be on location there. That should be good.
The last time we were there was the Bears' first game.
I think it was like Monday Night Football or something. Yeah.
The first Bears Monday Night Football 2019?
That sounds about right.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, they're about a year and a half ago. They're a block from Maplewood. So I like that as a romp too, because Metro Avenia Maplewood is a nice romp.
So depending on how we're feeling and what's happening at Ravinia, we may have to check out Maplewood. We're going to be over there Sunday afternoon, see what Maplewood's up to. But
I'll tell you what they're doing. They're playing Chief Keef way too loud, and they got cocktails, and they got, you know, Fruity Sours.
It might be what we're down for after steep ravine.
Oh, yeah.
And whatever else.
I want the rooster.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I want the rooster. Drunk rooster.
You got the hat. I got the shirt.
Oh, shit. I should bring my hat. That's a good call.
Yeah. And they took over the Ale Syndicate space.
Yeah. It was a rotating alt proprietorship. It was Ale Syndicate, Arcade Brewing, and there was a third up in that joint, too.
Around the bend?
ATB. It was ATB. Hat. Brad's rocking the ATB hat.
They got out.
That's
in
right.
The nick of time.
They did. Man. So the Ravinia crew, all new tanks. It's not the same equipment that they were brewing with. They got all new tanks in a space that sits right at the old Maplewood train line.
Yeah, so we're gonna check out the space out Look for lots of pictures. Look for that podcast. Who knows? Maybe we got to do some sort of funny reel with us there.
We got a couple days.
Yeah.
This would be our first on location since I don't know when.
Right. We were invited to go to Crushed by Giants, and we opted to play it safer.
I think so.
And now we're rolling the dice here at Ravinia.
Now here we are out on fucking patios and having in-person interviews. I might have to bring my real mask. I might have to bring my K95 mask for this one.
Yeah, double mask it, shield. You
know, safety first. Oh, that's right. I could bring the shield. I haven't worn my Mandalorian shield in forever.
Yeah, so you could shield it up.
Oh, we're good. Because I like the gator. Gator and the shield. That's my style.
There you go. Yeah.
I'm doing that.
I'll mask it up. If you're wearing that, I'll mask it up. I got the vax, but I'm like a month in, so.
And you know.
But I'm on the J&J, so I'm like a little weaker. I'm only 60% here right now.
I got nothing. I don't know what the hell's going on.
But that'll be our next episode. So it should be like a double episode week, so more beer pass. I know everyone is always yelling for more beer pass.
Always more beer pass. That's probably the number one question in the suggestion boxes. Can we get some more beer pass?
Oh, yeah, what's that? Are you guys still beer passing? Yeah. Still here. Look for that. And then, yeah, like we said at the beginning of the show, Instagram Lives, we're always doing those. Check out photos on Instagram. Episodes go up on ChicagoBeerPass.com. Nick, where can people find you?
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio. We got to figure out when to do the collab with these boys down in Peoria, too. We got to figure that out.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. And I'm on Twitter at BRad. And yeah, this episode, Ravinia, will be next week. I don't even know what I had. I got to get some more beer. We need some more things to drink. So we'll see what we got. Take care.
Cheers.